We're about to meet some new arrivals to the U.S., Syrian refugees who are adapting to life in Toledo, Ohio. My colleague Ari Shapiro went there.
The Kenwood Gardens apartment complex is just waking up.
Dozens of identical two-story brick buildings are divided by neatly trimmed lawns. The leaves are turning. Geese fly overhead. The people who live here are college students, blue-collar workers, and just lately, Syrian refugees.
Hello, how are you?
Omar Al-Awad invites us into his new apartment where a tea kettle is on the stove. His wife Hayam is helping their three children review what they learned in their first day of American school. One of his sons brought home something special today.
This is a calendar, and it is opened to today's date, and it says, Hamam had a great day with a smiley face.
I feel very happy, very excited, and at peace inside. I was overjoyed today.
Omar Al-Awad is a carpenter from the city of Homs. His house and business were destroyed in the Syrian civil war. His family spent 2 years at a refugee camp in Jordan.
There was no future in Jordan. None whatsoever.
Finally, the U.S. approved the family's medical exams, security checks, and piles of other paperwork. This is the start of their new life in America. Fewer than 2,000 Syrians have come to the U.S. this year, though the civil war has displaced more than 12 million. The Syrian refugees in America are scattered widely across more than 20 different states.
We're pulling up to a small church, and through the lit windows we can see classrooms. This is where the ESL classes are.
Good morning, everybody.
A group called Water for Ishmael offers free language lessons for new arrivals and daycare for the younger kids.
Your children are in good hands. The teachers are loving them, okay?
While the children head off to a classroom, Omar begins the long road to learning English.
Okay. I will ask you some questions and you answer the best that you can, okay? What is your name?
I am Omar.
The Al-Awad family is the newest of 8 Syrian families that have come to Toledo this year.
For us, building the capacity to take in is a real challenge.
Janelle Metzger runs this group.
You're saying that even what might look to outsiders like a small number of Syrian refugees arriving is a huge increase in what you're used to handling.
Well, 2 years ago we had zero. So, and we were already serving the immigrant population, and we were pretty full then. So to add 36 people in 1 year, and they're talking about maybe double that next year, that's a huge influx for us to figure out how to serve.
English learners like Omar and his family will come here a few times a week. Language training is just one small piece of this resettlement puzzle. A network of volunteers helps provide everything these new refugees need to get started. On the outskirts of Toledo, a bunch of white-haired Midwesterners are unloading mattresses from a moving van into a warehouse full of used furniture.
We're known as the free loaders.
They collect furniture donations and distribute them to people in need. They gave the Al-Awad family a kitchen table, chairs, beds, a sofa.
We greet them with a warm smile. That's like a universal, you know, language.
Keith Webb is one of the organizers of the Epworth Furniture Ministry.
It helps them, you know, in part of their transition. It provides a mechanism for them to feel that it's their home. At the end of the day, you know, they have a place to come home.
All of these men are retirees or people with day jobs. After Webb finishes unloading this furniture, he'll go back to work as an engineer. One woman in Toledo ties all these threads together. The English lessons, the housing, the furniture.
My name is Corinne DeHaby. I am the coordinator of Us Together here in Toledo.
When we meet her, her station wagon is overflowing with donations.
You've got some food and some furniture, pillows and toys, yes. Decorations.
Corinne DeHaby is the only paid staffer at her organization. Everyone else is volunteers.
The donations here.
She's constantly being pulled in 12 directions. She met the Al-Awad family at the airport when they arrived. She drives them to English lessons. And she does this for all the new Syrian refugees in Toledo.
And this is my office.
Dehaibi grew up in the U.S., and her family is Syrian.
It's not easy to watch on TV and see your own people getting slaughtered. As a Syrian, I feel like, you know, because I'm here and all the problem in Syria, I can't do anything from here to help my people there. At least I can help and I'm here.
Last month, President Obama announced that the U.S. will increase the number of Syrian refugees it takes in to 10,000. For comparison, 20,000 migrants arrived in one city, Munich, Germany, in a single weekend recently. Dehaibi's group is petitioning the U.S. to take in 100,000 Syrians. They're funded by an organization called HIAS. It used to stand for Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society because it was founded to resettle Jews fleeing persecution more than a century ago.
One of the things that I find so interesting about this situation is you have a historically Jewish group taking mostly donations from Christian churches to help mostly Muslim immigrants. That's like a real American story.
Yes, that's real humanity, actually. You know, you want to help everybody, you want to put religion on the side, and that's it. We're human before religion was formed. So that's what makes the United States unique, because everybody comes together to help this person.
In some cities around the U.S., locals have pushed back against the idea of Syrian resettlement. They fear that people like Omar could be terrorists trying to infiltrate the country. While we were in Ohio, Texas Senator Ted Cruz spoke at a presidential campaign rally in neighboring Michigan.
It would be the height of foolishness to bring in tens of thousands of people, including jihadists, that are coming here to murder innocent Americans.
Toledo has a long history of immigrants from the Middle East, and the concerns here are more nuanced. We met Sharon Ostrowski at a dive bar called Lil Sheba.
It doesn't bother me at all. The only thing that bothers me is why we got to change the way we live to suit other people that come to our country. We shouldn't have to give up our things we like to suit. If they're coming here, they need to adapt to our way. You know, we can't have nativity scenes. I mean, all this stuff. They get offended. Well, then what are you in our country for?
Other people complain that Americans' tax dollars shouldn't be spent resettling people from Syria. Toledo Mayor Paula Hicks Hudson has no patience for that argument.
By helping them, we're helping everyone. We're a community, and so you don't carve out one individual group from another individual group.
Back at the Kenwood Gardens apartment complex, Omar Al-Awad's family is already starting to feel at home. When they arrived in Toledo, they discovered something incredible. A family they had been friends with in the city of Homs, a family that was in the same refugee camp in Jordan. This family arrived in Toledo just 3 days before them. Omar the carpenter talks with Hilal the barber. Their children play together just as they did in Syria and in Jordan.
How does it feel to be thousands and thousands of miles away from your home, but still with a family that you knew all the way back in Syria?
Omar Al-Awad says, as long as I have Hilal by my side, I'm fine. The next family from Syria arrives in Toledo tomorrow.